This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and enough politics for a while. We're going back to our occasional feature, Photo Op. And again, if you are near a computer, you can see this piece. It is Radio with Pictures at NPR.org.
Royce Hansen, it's my name. I was born in eastern South Dakota, born and raised on a farm. From there on, just cowboyed my whole life. It's just a way of life that come easy, solitude, God, nature, and animals.
The photographer Rob Kendrick interviewed and took pictures of cowboys for his new book that is just out today called Still. And that is exactly how the cowboys look in these pages, still and staring intently out at us as if from another time. Partly this is from the enduring cowboy way of life, but it's also because Rob uses an old method to capture these images on a metal plate. It's called tintype, and it goes back to the 1850s. There's nothing digital to it.
It was more of an object as opposed to a print or anything. It felt like a one of a kind, and my love for photography came back. I felt like I was born again as a photographer.
He drove 40,000 miles across 14 states, across Mexico and Canada. It took 6 years. But Rob's family has been in Texas for six generations. This was not a project to rush. Well, you can't rush tintype photography, Rob says. It just takes time and work, and some luck is useful too.
Prior to digital photography, you really pushed yourself because there was always the unknown of, did I get it? With the tintype, everything is so primitive. The chemistry is primitive. The humidity, we worked in temperature ranges from 12 degrees to 112 degrees. And all of those conditions make you work harder because the chemistry is never reacting the same in any environment. You have all of these things that are constantly keeping you on your toes, and I guess I'm somebody that likes a challenge, you know, so it's just never succumbing to being beaten by the processes.
My name's Tom Morehouse. I was born and raised on a ranch between Benjamin and Guthrie, Texas, that my dad owned. Actually, that's the only place I've ever lived. I don't remember the first time I rode, and I don't remember the first time I smelled burning hair from a branded calf. And I couldn't tell you how to ride a horse because it just seems to me that anybody could ride a horse because that's the way it was for lots of cowboys. They were just born around horses and rode before they were old enough to remember.
So you've described this process as primitive. The process is old, but also the subjects feel maybe not primitive, but certainly from the past.
You know, everybody thought the cowboy would die after the range got fenced in, and the cowboy has been dying for 100 years, supposedly, but I think the reality is, like any business that wants to survive or is determined to survive, it adapts. You know, the cowboy has not changed a lot. I mean, there's, of course, computers for business, there's cell phones, there's ear tagging, there's things like this. But I think a man or a woman on a horse with skills, with a rope, and the intuition on knowing how to handle cattle are what was needed back in the 1850s, and it's still what is needed today. So these people don't live this lifestyle because it's romantic. It just happens to function pretty much the way it did 150 years ago.
My name's Ronnie Melton. I grew up in Odessa, Texas. First job I ever really had was when I was 12. For Hooper Cattle Company, and from there on it's been a life now. Come to Nebraska, it's cow country. That's about the only thing here. You put me in an office or a building with a bunch of people, and I'd probably end up hurting somebody or myself.
Let me ask you about a couple of these images. It's Quentin Marburger and Cliff Frosty Foster at the J.A. Ranch in Texas. Do you remember that image?
Oh, yeah. That image is up in Clarendon, Texas, which the J.A. Ranch is a big historic ranch that I've visited now for about 22 years, and they still do things the old way there, and these guys were just, as they call it in Texas, punchy as could be, you know, rolled up hats and...
Punchy?
Punchy, yeah, that means a guy that wants to look good, you know, he's... Usually it's single guys that look punchy, you know, because they're trying to get a girl.
Okay, well, I'm... Just in case, I was born in Idaho. Just cowboyed around a little, you know. Just like to aggravate cows, you know. I eat beef to get even, so needed something to pay every day, and this works. Works for me. Just the lifestyle, you know. It's quiet, you know. You don't get too excited, and I don't have to see a lot of people. You know, I'm out away from everything. I just want to aggravate, you know, some cows and kick a dog every now and then. You know, just stay happy. If you're not happy, you're wasting time.
John Wright in Nevada. It's plate 98. He's rolling up something or cinching something. He's in front of what looks like an old white cook tent.
Right. That was shot outside of Elko, Nevada, and John's rolling up a bedroll that is pretty traditional to go out in the fall and spring. You know, some of these ranches are 400,000 acres, and so they'll go out for 6 weeks, two guys on a small crew working certain pastures, and they'll have range teepees, their bedrolls, and 12 to 14 horses, and they'll be out branding cattle out in the open range for 6-8 weeks at a time.
That's a tough life.
These guys wouldn't trade it for anything, though. They love it.
When I was a kid, and it was a cold fall morning.
Again, Tom Morehouse from Guthrie, Texas.
We came in from making a big round that morning, turned our horses loose, and walked up the wagon. And I walked inside that big tent, which they call a fly. And they had a wood stove going, and you smell that mesquite wood, and the biscuits were cooking, and it was warm in there, and they had lanterns in there, and it's just sort of a dim light, but I thought I was in heaven.
You're going around now giving lectures about these images, yes?
Right.
And you show them to people when you do these lectures?
Yes.
What's the last image that you show?
The last one that's in the book, which is Steve Eckstein at the J.A. Ranch, and it's just a very dark image of, you know, a guy with a black felt hat on and real dark against a dark wall. It's a very dark image, and I just like it because it's haunting, it's faceless, it's kind of more representative of heritage that this country has and a group of people and not necessarily an individual.
Photographer Rob Kendrick, and we've been hearing clips from his interviews with American cowboys. He photographed them for his latest book, Still. Again, you can see some of the images in a slideshow from the book and get information about it at npr.org.